For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love an Eagles win and love Turkey Bowl, which you just heard about. Make sure you vote 94WIP.com. This is the month to vote, and then next month, the game. Maybe even Robert Plant will be there. You never know. It's probably available. What's Plant doing these days? What is he? 80? I'm going to guess, no. James, 81 for Robert Plant.
Oh, yeah. I bet he
somewhere
is.
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
I mean, the 70s were a long time ago, guys.
I'm guessing those guys like were born around the same time as my mom. Okay. 1942, for some reason, I mean, I know Jimi Hendrix was about the same year as my mom, 1941, 1942. I think they're all around that era.
There you go.
That time. That's crazy.
Well, look,
my mom is right in there with like Robert Plant.
How about that?
The coolest in the world.
Big Robert Plant fan.
Right, Gigi, right there with him.
But big Turkey Bowl fan also. 94WIP.com. There are seven games eligible to be featured on Turkey Bowl this year on WIP. So get voting. Again, 94WIP.com. You got a couple weeks to vote. All right. Let's get to the NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury
That's
Report.
That's a big deal. Get the votes in. You can affect this. You can affect whether you win. You got to just get active. Get focused.
That's right.
Get your community involved.
I agree with that sentiment as well. All right, NovaCare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Today we talked to Dr. Ben Chu. He's an orthopedic surgeon with Central Montgomery Orthopedics in Lansdale, specializing in ACLs and rotator cuffs. A couple things developed yesterday. Good morning, Dr. Chu.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. So, Mekhi Becton, he leaves the game early with a concussion. It seems like maybe a little bit more this year than past years, at least that I remember. Guys are sitting out the next game. Do you have a read when these things happen in football now, the likelihood of playing 7 days later?
I think around the league, the medical staffs are being more cautious, which is a good thing. What we know a lot better now about concussions is sometimes the severity of the concussions is not obvious right away, and you have to sort of observe and watch the symptoms. And players are turning the corner, then they have a chance. But a lot of times the Eagles and the other teams are playing it safe.
Doc, Darius Slay limped off. We were worried as to whether he was going to be able to even play in this game. Limped off, but returned. Do we know what's going on with his knee? How bad is it?
It's hard to say for sure. Watching him get off the field is concerning. But the fact that he did return in the second half and play, to me, suggests that the injury is not as severe. And after the medical staff getting a chance to evaluate him, sort of feeling comfortable to put him out there in the second half, your team's up 14-0. The Giants don't look like they're doing anything on offense. If they were worried, they're likely going to be cautious and not risk it. So the fact that they felt comfortable to put him out there probably is an indicator it's not a serious injury.
So both Dallas Goedert and Jordan Mailata have hammies that cropped up in the Browns game, but Jordan Mailata's on IR, so he has to be out for four games. How long till we see Dallas Goedert again? I'm assuming that because he was not placed on IR, same game, same injury, that it's a lesser hamstring injury. But what do we expect for Goddard's return? And how concerned should we be that it feels like Goddard is banged up an awful lot?
Yeah, I think there's reason to be optimistic that the Eagles did not place him on IR. Like Jordan was placed on IR. Ideally, he's feeling better and they can gradually ramp his activity level up. One thing that I'm sure Howie and the medical staff are communicating about is, how's he feeling? They've got to consider they don't have an unlimited number of those IR spots that are designated to return. So the fact that they haven't put him on that Dallas hasn't been on there is a good sign that they're optimistic that they'll get him back on the field.
Dr. Chu with us here again. It's the Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report. Dr. Chu, a Philly Mag top doc, and congrats, Doc, on once again getting that designation in 2024. For more information on Dr. Benjamin Chu, go to CentralMontgomeryOrthopedics.com. That's CentralMontgomeryOrthopedics.com. Dr. Chu, we appreciate it very much being part of the show. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, all.
You
thanks,
got it, buddy.
Doc.
You know, John, the biggest thing is I guess we found out they don't need a heart transplant. They got it. They're alive. Seltzer, the Eagles are alive.
How about it?
So let me ask this question. The defense, and this goes for everyone listening at 215-592-9494. Is the defense decent? Three games out of six, they have played exceptional. Or at least, let me change that phrase. Three games out of six, the production has been exceptional. Saints last week versus the Browns and this week against the Giants. Or is it just that, like, those opponents are, you know?
What? It helps that the opponents have been horrendous offensively.
The Giants cannot go into another season with Daniel Jones.
It's amazing.
You can't do it.
It's just,
you can't.
It was so bad to watch him.
It really is. Yeah. Right? It's like, it's almost an, it's no, it is. It's an embarrassment to professional football.
And Saquon had to just be sitting there laughing. 100%. Going, you pick that guy over me.
And you know what I thought was one of the most, and disrespectful could be a word that would be, could be used. Now, a guy like Nick Sirianni would never use it, but let's be real. It applies. Disrespectful that the Eagles pulled their starting quarterback with 10 minutes to go in a game when they were up 28-3. And I'll say only up 28-3.
I was surprised.
Like, that's early.
Yeah, I was
that's
surprised.
That's when you know the other team has no shot.
Yes, yes.
I mean, like, that is a disgrace.
Joe, I was sitting with a friend
if
of mine.
If I'm a Giants fan, yeah. I am disgusted that the other team pulled their starting quarterback.
I said,
and you're still sort of within reach.
I said, I'm really surprised they pulled him this earlier. And he goes, you've been watching this Giants team the whole game. They're not the least bit concerned.
No.
And I went, okay, you know what? I haven't seen an Eagles team do this in a while. So I was just surprised.
No, it was great to get this kind of win. I mean, the Eagles hadn't won in a laugher in a long time. So it feels good. Look, we'll take your reaction. 215-592-9494. What do you make of the defense? I think it's a bit of a conundrum. It's hard to always discern when you see good versus bad. Is it good? Or is it more the bad of the Browns and of the Giants? Plus, Jalen Hurts, his performance, the good and the bad of that. Clearly, there were some of both. Nick Sirianni deserves a lot of credit for a lot of things this morning related to this victory, including going for it on 4th-and-3, including weathering the storm last week, including not having his kids up there in the postgame podium yesterday. So your reaction on Sirianni, what you made of that, and the team that now does seem like they've got some life. 215-592-9494. Coming up, more of what Sirianni, Saquon, and Jalen Hurts all said postgame, including Sirianni in the locker room addressing the players after the game, and Ray Dittinger. He's with us at 7:55 today. Your phone calls as well on 94 WIP.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.